Ohio officials, serial killer prostitute met victims for sex before drugging, robbing them. By Amy Furr on October 28, 2023. A prostitute in Columbus, Ohio, faces several counts of murder and is being described as a serial killer. During an interview Thursday with the Columbus Dispatch, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost spoke about the case regarding 33-year-old Rebecca Auburn. For me, if you've got somebody that has a series of killings that are separated in time, they're a serial killer. We have the same though here. Could there be arguments about whether that fits? Pick your definition, and it fits, or it doesn't, he stated. An image shows the suspect in the case. In a press release Wednesday, Yost's office announced the indictment of the woman who allegedly met men for sex, then drugged them and robbed them of their belongings. Officials charged Auburn in 4 fatal overdoses and 1 that was non-fatal. Those instances occurred between December 22 and July 17, per the dispatch. The article said she allegedly met the men for sex at hotels and gave them fentanyl. However, the victims were reportedly unaware it was fentanyl, and they overdosed. The press release continued. Rebecca Auburn faces 4 counts of murder, 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 5 counts of aggravated robbery, 5 counts of felonious assault, 5 counts of corrupting another with drugs, 1 count of tampering with evidence and 4 counts of trafficking in drugs, all felonies. WTHR reported Friday law enforcement described Auburn as a sex worker, and the task forces investigating believe there could be additional victims in the case. The dispatch report said Yost's office works hard to raise awareness of the scourge of human trafficking and also works to arrest those trying to purchase sex in the state. The outlet said Yost is concerned Auburn's case may undo some of the work that has been done in changing the thinking about those, particularly women, who are forced or manipulated to participate in prostitution. Yost commented, "It would be a real injustice if the actions of this individual were an impediment to other survivors of human trafficking. Most of the women who are survivors are victims." In his press release Wednesday, Yost issued a warning. "Don't buy sex in Ohio, it ruins lives and could cost you yours."